Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
We are very happy to welcome back to our show a veteran of the morning show, stand-up comedian who's going to be performing at Irvine Improv this weekend. Kevin Nealon is on the phone. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Tyler. How are you?
I'm really good. It's nice to have you on the phone again. And you're coming back to Irvine, so obviously they like you enough to have you.
Well, I guess so. But I like that room, too. It's a great room. It's a newer, bigger room now. And I just love that part of California.
Yeah, they've done something really cool over there. They've added an umami burger that's kind of the restaurant that serves it. And it's a much bigger, much classier joint. So it's very well done. You can go to irvine.improv.com for tickets to go to the shows this weekend, and Kevin Nealon will be there. So what's going on in your stand-up gigs lately? You've been doing this thing for a long time, so you're still writing new material, new jokes are popping up in your life?
Yeah, I am. Tyler, I love stand-up comedy. It's what I started out doing a long time ago, and then the acting kind of came secondary, like Saturday Night Live and Weeds and all the Adam Sandler films. But stand-up, I never stopped doing it, even between the off weeks on different shows and hiatuses, I'd go out and do it. And it's just, it's just kind of like a craft that I really love.
Yeah, well, you're well-loved doing it. And, of course, you're remembered for a lot of iconic Saturday Night Live things, for doing Weekend Update for many, many years. Are you still in touch with some of those guys, particularly with Adam?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see Adam quite a bit, and Spade, and, Norm MacDonald, and, all those guys I see or I run into, and Dana Carvey. In fact, Dana Carvey and I were pitching a Hans and Franz cartoon idea to a bunch of different networks.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that been received so far?
Well, today's our first day, so we're excited about it.
Okay.
We're going to do it through Broadway Video. And it's really, the Hans and Franz characters really made us laugh more than any other characters when we were writing them, Dana and I. We get in a room, we start writing them. They're just so pathetic, So shallow, hear me now. If you think that you're better than us, then you got another thing coming,
Well, that's managed to stick the test of time. I mean, in commercials and everything, people still love it.
Yeah, I think so. We've had that kind of revival in the last year with Aaron Rodgers for the State Farm commercial, and people seem to love seeing them again. So we thought, hey, it might be fun to kind of do a cartoon animated show with them, where they can be like time travelers, go back in time or go in the future, but berate people from all different centuries.
Yeah, I bet Aaron gets more feedback and more comments from that spot than he probably ever could have imagined.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I think so. Aside from, being the quarterback from Green Bay.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, between those two things.
Yeah.
I know Adam Sandler just released a new film with David Spade. You're obviously, I don't think you're in that one, right? But you do typically, you have worked with him a lot.
Yeah, I've done about a dozen of his films.
Yeah. But you're working on a new one, which I'm really excited for. Tell us about The Pop Star.
Well, The Pop Star, it's an Andy Samberg film through Lonely Island Productions, I guess. And I have a part in that. And that's, I think, coming out this week.
I think so too, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun to do. I was at a scene with Sarah Silverman and Andy and a couple other people.
It looks so, so funny. And if you haven't seen the trailer, it's kind of indirectly making fun of Justin Bieber, I would say. I'm not sure if that was intentional, but the idea is a totally self-obsessed, clueless pop star. Andy Samberg plays him. It looks really good, man.
Oh, good. Good. Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I haven't seen it yet.
So are you going to a premiere or anything this week?
No, I'm not. I haven't really been put on that list if they're having one. I don't have a huge part in it, but it's a funny part, so I'm looking forward to it.
Maybe you should call somebody and remind them that you're in the film,
Yeah. Well, I kind of like to see it with a real audience.
Yeah, you do. You kind of like the first reaction of people.
Yeah, because when you go to a premiere, it's all people that were involved with the film. And there's just a lot of hooting and hollering and applauding for everybody. And I like to have my applause separate.
Right. If you still get applause from the real audience, then you've really nailed it.
Yeah. Yes. I like to sneak in the back of the theater so nobody knows I'm there for that small part.
Just be on the lookout for Kevin Nealon in your local theater when you go see the pop star. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, hey, I saw on your Twitter, you know, changing topics completely. Yesterday was your mom's 88th birthday, as well as Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool, man. Congratulations. You do anything special with
her?
Well,
she lives in Florida, so, okay. You know, we sent her some flowers and gifts and did FaceTime with her. And that FaceTime saves a lot of money on airline travel.
That's impressive that she FaceTimes. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She does that all. In fact, my father's 90, and
wow.
he's a little irritated that he's losing her to the iPhone because she's on it constantly, and he's just kind of sitting there, you know, not involved with the iPhone at all.
Yeah, as soon as my grandma got on Facebook, it's the only thing she's ever done, you know, since she did.
Yeah, yeah, it's either that for them or the slot machines in Vegas with the cup.
Well, you're no stranger to that either. I know you're a big poker player. You're going to go to the World Series this year?
No, I'm not, but I love watching the World Series of Poker on TV. It's really my favorite show, I think, to watch. You know, if you can call it a sports show, I don't think it's a sport, really.
Yeah, that's a high controversy topic, I'd say, whether or not poker is watching sports or not.
But. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like in the whole chess arena.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm a big fan of the quote-unquote sport as well. I went last year, and we're probably going to hold a fundraising poker tournament at our radio station, so we'll keep you in the loop.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, again,
like
Irvine Improv this weekend, Friday through Sunday. It's a special event this weekend only with Kevin Nealon starting June 3rd. You can go to irvine.improv.com for tickets, and we're really excited to see you in these parts again, Kevin. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Tyler. I'm looking forward to it, too.
All right. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll catch you this weekend, bud. Bye.